Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Friday, Russian soldiers continue to kill fleeing civilians in their invasion of Ukraine. Finland, also a neighbor of Russia, wants to become a member of NATO. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Friday morning, CNBC.
Yes, that is a direct result of the war in Ukraine. Finland has a very long border with Russia, 1,300 kilometers. But if Finland decides to apply for membership, I'm confident that NATO allies will warmly welcome them.
Andrew McCutchen got the first hit of the year in Major League Baseball's opening day Thursday at Wrigley Field. Nico Hoerner hit the first home run of 2022. He connected off a pitcher who used an electronic wristband to receive his signals from the catcher. And the Cleveland Guardians took to the field for the very first time. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the Biden administration plans to drop Title 42, this will allow the administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Representative Barry Loudermilk, the Republican from Georgia on Newsmax, says as long as Democrats are running the House, his hands are tied.
The House is a dictatorship. That's the way it's designed. We have very little authority and power as long as all the Democrats are holding together, locked together, arm in arm, to follow Nancy Pelosi. Many of them are going to follow her right off a cliff. And so it's very frustrating on our end. So it's refreshing to see governors like Governor Abbott and DeSantis taking the bull by the horns and doing something at the state level.
As Europe prepares to join the United States in hitting the Kremlin with tighter sanctions for its war in Ukraine, there are plenty of signs that Russia is finding a way around the financial blockage. Bloomberg Economics expects Russia will earn about $320 billion from energy exports this year. That's up more than a third from 2021. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The White House continues to deflect questions about President Biden and him helping family members of Hunter Biden's business partners. Spokesperson Jen Psaki.
I've seen the report. I have no confirmation or comments on a report about whether or not the president, when he was a private citizen, wrote a college recommendation letter for an individual.
Republican Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio will chair the House Judiciary Committee if Republicans regain control of the House in November's elections. Mr. Jordan was on Newsmax Thursday explaining a number of things that will come under investigation if the House is turned.
Well, just remember when he was candidate Biden on September 22nd, 2020, in a debate, he said that his son did nothing unethical, and he said that regarding his son's business dealings with foreign entities, he said that his son made no money from business interests with connections to China. Now, we all know that there are 4.8 million reasons why that statement is not accurate. Because we saw the Washington Post story just 1 week ago that said he got all this money. And I thought what was interesting is you had two Washington Post stories, one at 11 a.m., one at 11.04 a.m., two eight-page stories 4 minutes apart talking about all these connections that Hunter Biden had with CEFC, this Chinese oil energy company. And I just thought it was amazing because they went from it was Russian disinformation to here now it's, oh, we're going to do 2 8-page stories within 4 minutes. So, yeah, that email and then what candidate Biden said himself doesn't square with the facts as we now know them.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Dan Natale is with us. He is a business ethics teacher and a news analyst and commentator for the New American Magazine. Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Hey, real quick before we tackle so many topics to go into, what did you make of the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist from The Atlantic that it really exposed herself and the elite media for their, you know, their media bias, especially as it related to the Hunter Biden laptop?
Oh my goodness gracious! they seem to be doing something, like an about face on that right now. And oddly, they're basically saying, okay, we've authenticated it, but now let's move on. It's a non-issue, and that seems to be their new tack. What was her name? Anne Applebaum.
Yeah, Anne Applebaum. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And and she was the one who was, talking about the way that the media behaved, especially during the 2020 election on that. Other than saying that this is, generally par for the course, I'm not really surprised by this. I do remember after the mea culpas after the Iraq war. All the journalists said, okay, we're going to try to do better now. We're going to reform ourselves. and then they immediately went into, the same yellow journalism mode. I mean, today we call it fake news.
Yes.
It used to be called yellow journalism. That's
right.
The historical term. And during the Trump administration, that's all we saw. It was all yellow journalism. And then, this is just like another shining example of it,
So. It's a pandemic of its own, isn't it? I mean, to think that you can't help yourself and, here we are in this information age, and you've got a Pulitzer Prize journalist who has, a breadth of excellence in her background in reporting, and to really be exposed by a student journalist like this, I think, boy, I'll tell you, if that doesn't cause her to do some soul searching. But, in many cases, this is the problem with ideology. You can be so ideologically fixed that you can't catch it. And you just keep on going down that road because you're surrounded by other people of like-mindedness, and they probably go back into their, their little coffee shops and gathering holes and just say, oh, what an idiot young kid. Boy, he obviously needs some more education, right?
Well, Aristotle talks about this in his Nicomachean Ethics. He talks about how there's the general and the particular, right? And
mm-hmm.
so, he says, we get general knowledge from school. We get particular knowledge from real life. He says, the doctor knows his particular patient, right? So if it's a particular patient, that's four fingers or six fingers. But the medical student at the medical school learns general human physiology, right? He learns the ideal. The humans are supposed to have five fingers, right? And so that young person, that freshman student, was basically, you know, studying the ideal, you know, what journalism is supposed to be, you know. And Ms. Applebaum is doing the particular, you know, the particular versus the general. She's like kind of like caught up. She's mired in the weeds.
Yes.
You know, she's forgotten. She's lost sight of her ideals, of the archetype of what journalism is supposed to be. There's a really great passage from the EU, their code of ethics for journalists. And it says that, you know, a journalist is supposed to follow truth, you know, no matter where it leads, no matter what the consequences. And they seem to have, like, lost that ideal, you know, and instead it's just become partisan, you know, hackery. And you know, just attack methodologies and stuff. And so, yeah, that was very refreshing, you know, for like, a young person to be reminding her of what she's supposed to be doing as opposed to what she's doing.
Well, no doubt. I mean, the 2020 election was a classic example of this media bias pandemic that we're talking about. You know, the people were ill-served. I mean, to the degree that here we are, we remain confused, and the number keeps increasing as to the suspicions of the legitimacy of the 2020 election. You can't have a democracy like this. I mean, you know, you can't just go around telling people, you know, like Fox News, well, you know, it's already settled. You know, quit bringing that up, or we're just not going to have you on the show anymore. I mean, that's unacceptable. I mean, the people are uncomfortable with it. It's that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, and this is a problem. Like I tell my kids, the problem with the lie is it doesn't go away until the truth comes in. And it just nags at you. And this is what's happening, is that we do not trust our institutions, our traditional institutions that we need to trust and believe in, because there's a lie hanging around here that will not go away until we get down to the nitty-gritty. But it's just one lie after another. Just in our lifetime, Daniel, you think, you know, people are still trying to figure out who killed John F. Kennedy. I mean, we've been dragging that around. You know, what really happened at 9/11? What happened? You know, we have a committee now for 2 years still trying to figure out. Well, they're trying to connect the dots in such a way that they can come up with some sort of conclusion as to what happened on January the 6th, right? It just goes on and on.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I was just reading to my son the other day, and it was a passage from Plato. And so Socrates is asking this young guy, he's saying, you know, why do people fight? And he gives the reason why people fight. He says, if we dispute over the length of a thing, we can pull out a tape measure, and we can use the tape measure as a standard to judge it, right? If we dispute over the weight of a thing, we can pull out a scale, and the scale will be the standard by which we can measure it, and we don't fight. He said, people only fight when there's no standard, right? So when you don't have an objective standard, you know, if people, you know, just become partisan, they bicker, they fight. Like, that's when passions emerge, when you don't have a standard. So if you have a system where you don't trust the standard, you don't trust the voting, right? The voting system.
Right, exactly.
That just feeds and breeds, like, antagonism and contempt. And yeah, republics need standards. One of the first things in the Constitution they did was weights and standards, right? Like, you have to set out, you know, like, what you know, how many inches is a foot? You know, it can't be, oh, it's 13 inches for this person and 9 inches for this. You know, it can't be, oh, my truth. Oh, I've done it for my truth. You know, no, it has to be the truth. You know, there has to be a standard that we all agree on. And if we're not agreeing that the voting system is working, then that's just a recipe for, you know, further destabilization.
You know, Daniel, this is one of the things, again, this ties into it. You know, the Bible says that God abhors unbalanced scales. And this is exactly what you're talking about. You know, we've got to know what we can count on. If we cannot trust it, then everything implodes on itself. And here we are. We're kind of tiptoeing around this, and we've been able to get away with it, so to speak. We think we have, you know, for decades, but it keeps biting us in the back end. And I just think we're going to get to that point where we're beyond that tipping point where there's no more back end to bite.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just something.
Sorry,
that,
I thought I heard the music in the background.
Yeah, yeah. No. It's okay. It's just a warning. We've got about 30 seconds left, and we'll pick it up from there and get into these other issues that I want to talk to you about right now, including immigration. What's happening with Title 42 and what the Democratic Party, and it's the Democratic Party and this administration that's doing this, that makes no sense. And but I keep trying to tell people, for them it does make sense. And we've got to get on top of this somewhere and somehow. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Throughout the past year, we have clearly seen God at work through our partnership with Amakuku Evangeli in Zimbabwe. Even though many Zimbabweans identify as Christian, a large number of them struggle to differentiate between culture and religion. This makes it hard for them to break free from traditional African religious practices such as ancestral spirit worship and witchcraft. This is why the need for the Tide Ministry is still so great in Zimbabwe. We are trusting God to grow our outreach in that area and asking Him to help us equip Amakuku Evangeli with the right resources to continue sharing the gospel message and leading people into a committed relationship with Jesus. To read testimonies of Zimbabweans whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And for those of you that are listening to Bill Martinez over the weekend, it is a replay. We normally air Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. That's when we are live. And join us during the week, Monday through Friday, at your convenience. Just go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. And you get to hear guests like Daniel Natale. I mean, we bring on the experts, not 8-second sound bites. We want to get into the depth of the topic so that you can come away knowing more than what you did beforehand, and also be encouraged to do your own research and verify what we are sharing with you to be true. Because as Daniel had suggested earlier, this has always been the mantra of this show, and that is that we will pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Daniel, by the way, teaches business ethics. He's a news analyst and commentator for the New American Magazine. Off the air, we were just talking about the use of language. You know, I got to tell you, I was greatly insulted by the Democrats, and particularly Nancy Pelosi, when she used the word insurrection relevant to January the 6th. Now, it sounded kind of nice, an insurrection, whoa, it's definitely more powerful than a protest, but you don't realize the legal implications that are involved. I mean, it is... you know, and to this point, Daniel, no one has been charged of the 700 people that have been arrested on January 6th, and still counting, by the way. No one has been charged with insurrection, because that term is so volatile, and with it comes some specific legal remedy, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, especially even at this point before, and it's a point that bears repeating, you know, no one goes to an insurrection without weapons, you know, and yet... You know, not a single person has been, like, you know, charged with, you know, storming, you know, the Capitol with an M16, or even storming the Capitol. There's video of them being let in by the police and the electronic
doors. Yeah, and there was one of the protesters here was just exonerated and just released by a judge because they had video. Thank God they had video evidence of the Capitol police inviting them into the Capitol. And so the judge discharged.
Building.
Yes, exactly. So no.
I was reading this this book, System Error, recently. It was just released maybe 5 months ago, and it was three academics from Stanford. And so System Error was basically talking about, you know, like a loss of ethics in terms of artificial intelligence and emerging technologies. And so I was expecting the three left-wing academics to try to, you know, kind of, you know, contain themselves. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, immediately, at the very beginning of the book, they actually mentioned the January 6th, you know, insurrection, the atrocity, the bloody insurrection. They use the term bloody insurrection. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay, can you show me on video? Show me this bloody. And so that's the difference between modern propaganda and propaganda like a century ago. You can fact check it.
Yep.
You know, and then when you do fact check it, you realize how overblown and just filled with, you know, with just, like, you know, colorful, let's get back to that term, yellow journalism.
Yeah, exactly.
The events that they're describing didn't actually take place. Kind of like the 1898, you know, Spanish-American War. You know, the Maine, the sinking of the Maine, oh, the atrocity, you know.
Yeah.
And all of it was, you know, based on lies, like the Gulf of Tonkin. You know, but luckily now we have videotape everywhere, CCTV cameras, and you can realize the extent to which these people just lie. You know,
right.
Just the outrageous, bold-faced, you know, embarrassing. They should be ashamed of themselves. The bloody atrocity, the bloody insurrection. Show me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and fortunately, with today's technology, it's biting these technocrats in the back end, Daniel, because you've got citizen journalists who are out there capturing video that can't be denied. I mean, right now, we're greatly confused with all the narrative and you talk about yellow journalism coming out of Ukraine and Russia. Russia's got their form and channels that they're, you know, sending forth. Ukraine, you know, they're utilizing the media as well to send a specific narrative, you know, to justify, you know, their ends and their objectives. And then you have here in this country what we're doing here in America, and what galls me as well is that Joe Biden on the on this crisis and on the deaths of Ukrainians is taking advantage to choke down our energy channels so that it will force people to, you know, to feel more pain at the pump and be more open to electric vehicles?
Well, I mean, this is the irony is that there's a great book by Marin Katusa. He's a Canadian energy specialist. It's called The Calder War. And he wrote it during the Obama administration. And he was talking about, you know, even back then, how the politicians in the United States were hamstringing American energy production by refusing to issue licenses or permits to American companies. You know, and they were giving, like, we used to be number one, for instance, in uranium production. We invented that field,
right.
You know, nuclear power plants. And we went, now we're like number 19 with Kazakhstan as number one. And so you see the Russian republics and the countries that were in the Russian sphere of influence, Uzbekistan, Russia itself, you know, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, they now lead in all of these fields. So now basically Putin has, you know, as of the publication of that book, he has control of the energy of one fifth of American households rely on nuclear power. Mm-hmm. To light their homes. And this was done, you know, by U.S. politicians basically, you know, using, you know, green, you know, the green excuse, the pretext of, oh, it's
yes,
for the environment
exactly.
or this, that, or the other. And they hamstring our energy production. The first thing Biden did when he came in was shut down the Keystone Pipeline and all these other, you know, things that he did, giving Russia an upper hand. We've never had a more pro-Russian government, you know, where they hamstring their own country. They get a kickback. You know, the politician gets a kickback for sabotaging his country, and Russia is the beneficiary of that.
Right.
It's so frustrating, like watching, you know, these politicians, and I mean, we really do need, you know, a cleansing. Let's put it that way,
no.
of the system. You know?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and don't forget what Hillary Clinton did in selling 20% of our uranium to Russia. Oh, by the way, right, along with the reset button, so that you know, suddenly her husband's getting, you know, million dollar speeches to be given there in Russia, so to speak. So the Clinton Foundation did very well in this quid pro quo, and of course we're hearing more and more on how the Biden family enriched themselves. And I keep saying, look at you guys are stopping at Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Remember, you know, you just said his name, Barack Obama. This happened under his administration. So
in 2014, you know, like they take over the Ukraine in 2014. They stage a coup. They remove the legitimately elected government. They install, you know, basically a puppet regime. You know, and Ukraine becomes a money laundering hub. You know, the
yes.
Bidens were there at the very beginning, Burisma, you know, the Mitt Romney's, like, children are involved. Nancy Pelosi's children are on those boards of Ukrainian energy companies getting kickbacks as their parents are, you know, sabotaging U.S. companies and, you know, sabotaging the United States. You
right.
know, it's really frustrating.
And meanwhile, the American taxpayer is sitting there paying our hard-earned tax money to fortify, you know, this corruption. This is unbelievable. You know, we mentioned earlier, Daniel, as well, Barack Obama talked about the fundamental transformation of America. You had the Great Reset with Klaus Schwab's and the World Economic Forum, and Joe Biden's announcement that, look at, we've got to head to this new world order. And the way he presented it, it was like, okay, well, where is America in this? Well, you know, we could be one of three, but he didn't see America as a country being the leader. He said, I only hope that America could lead, right?
Well, a lot of what's happening right now is what would appear to be a geopolitical shakeup, right? Like, historically, countries use a divide-and-conquer methodology to sabotage their enemies, like the British. Like, when the British Empire was in sway, they would back the second most powerful country in Europe. So if France was powerful, they would back Germany against France. If Germany was powerful, they would back Russia against Germany, etc. To weaken, you know, divide and conquer, right?
Right.
They call it a strategy of tension. So what's happening right now is China and Russia are trying to build what they call the New Silk Road. And it's from Beijing, it's like, you know, rail. From
right.
Beijing all the way into Europe. If this happens, then basically Russia and China will be the masters of the Eurasian landmass. They're going to get all that trade that historically goes over the naval trade route that the U.S., you know, controls.
Yes,
so
exactly.
If all that trade is going over that land route, then we lose out on trillions of dollars of trade. China and Russia basically control, you know, the market of two-thirds of the human population, and the United States is relegated to a backwater, you know, country. So what would appear to be happening is that they're trying to do a strategy of tensions to
pit Germany against Russia.
We got to leave it there. To be continued, down in the detail. Thank you.
Half the time, Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Friday, Russian soldiers continue to kill fleeing civilians in their invasion of Ukraine. Finland, also a neighbor of Russia, wants to become a member of NATO. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Friday morning, CNBC.
Yes, that is a direct result of the war in Ukraine. Finland has a very long border with Russia, 1,300 kilometers. But if Finland decides to apply for membership, I'm confident that NATO allies will warmly welcome them.
Andrew McCutchen got the first hit of the year in Major League Baseball's opening day Thursday at Wrigley Field. Nico Horner hit the first home run of 2022. He connected off a pitcher who used an electronic wristband to receive his signals from the catcher. And the Cleveland Guardians took to the field for the very first time. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Adam time, as they would say. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Later on, and I think it's going to be later on today, that Ketanji Brown Jackson will take her oath of office. And I want you to listen to the oath. Not only she, but everybody on the Supreme Court, this is the oath of office that they swear. She will say, I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and to the rich, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States under the Constitution and the laws of the United States, and that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. The constitutional attorney, Horace Cooper, joins us now. Horace, That is a profound vow and oath of office, and this is how serious a Supreme Court justice is, right?
Well, absolutely. And that's, in fact, what America is supposed to expect. Not this is an opportunity to enact policies that the American people have never had any input or interest in, but in fact to faithfully carry out the role and responsibility of a Supreme Court justice in the way that our founders intended. It's no surprise that the Supreme Court was thought to be the least likely to have impact and influence on federal policy when our Constitution was first ratified and even when government initially started. They're supposed to be deciding disputes. However, in the late 1950s and certainly in the 1960s, the left realized that they can't go through or be bothered with the hard work of persuasion. Mm-hmm. Self-government requires persuasion. They don't want to do that hard work. And so they went to a left-wing Supreme Court, and they were able to get the court to enact or impose policies that the American people have never embraced, yes, including taking God out of the classroom, including abortion on demand, and a host of other policies. It has taken 30-plus years for America to use its policy option, that's our voting, to put in place people who will recommend, select, and confirm justices that recognize that more modest role. Today, or well, actually yesterday, what we saw is a throwback to the old era of it's hard work persuading people to adopt radical policies. Let's get a supporter or advocate of radicalism on the court to do this work for us.
Exactly. And this, of course, will be something that the Democratic Party will take full advantage of. They're already maligning anybody that did not vote for her confirmation, mostly Republicans, except for three that we know of. But not one Democrat voted against her. I mean, just looking at those numbers, Horace, it tells you that, you know, the fix was in.
Here is that a straightforward examination of the now justice would have revealed a lot of concerns and reasons why she was not a good fit and shouldn't have been selected. My most recent piece that ran last week in American Greatness compares the media's fawning coverage of Judge Jackson Brown versus Clarence Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I believe, jurisprudentially, Justice Thomas is going to be recognized as one of the most consequential jurists on the Supreme Court of the 21st century. And I also believe she is going to just be an asterisk. There just is no vision associated with this idea. On Tuesday, I support transgenderism. On Thursday, I oppose the rights of men to be able to be themselves in the workplace. There is a philosophy. There is no jurisprudential approach. There is nothing of the sort that allows this picking on the court of winners and losers when it comes to policies, mm-hmm, and it will ultimately fall apart.
Well, and as you said, the left doesn't want to have debate. They want to violate the Constitution. One of our most precious amendments, the first, you know, freedom of speech. I mean, we can't speak freely. You know, again, this is why I'm so grateful for the networks that are involved in carrying this radio show. You know, we're becoming a bit of a rare breed, Horace, because so many of my other colleagues have been canceled. They've been eliminated, taken off stations and everything. everything. And I will have guests like yourself that say, Bill, how can you talk about this? I said, well, we're just blessed with the networks that carry this radio show so that we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. It is a it is an honor. You know, that they support the Constitution and they support this program by allowing us to exercise our First Amendment right to free speech. You know, here it is right now. We can't have a free conversation about the green agenda. So what Joe Biden does is he takes advantage of the crisis in Ukraine, allows gas prices to go up, choke down the flow of energy, make us once again energy independent, and lets the dollars mount up per gallon of gas across the country in hopes that America will be so turned off by their combustible engines. He's already told all these businesses, look at being involved with combustible engines, no bueno for you. You better do something else. And I think Volkswagen has already surrendered and said by the year 2030, they're not going to produce combustible engines. Everything's going to be EV. So this is a forced issue brought to you by Joe Biden and the Democrats and those on the left that are taking away our freedom of choice.
So I've said on this program multiple times, there is a day of reckoning. The reason that our founders could trust us to make the decisions about who our leaders were is because they understood the importance of self-government. There's a day of reckoning coming. It's called November. And there are going to be consequences for the failure to persuade. Look, you and I are reasonable people. If there is any truth whatsoever to the alarmist claims that are being put forward in the name of climatology, a lot like Scientology, then put the evidence out. Let the American people see it. It's precisely because they can't that they don't. The thing about what happened this week was they've decided to put on the bench someone who doesn't require actual persuasion, who doesn't require actual information and evidence. How long have we been, since we were took biology in high school, did we understand what a woman was? And yet, we have a justice who says, I know she knows what a woman is, but she believes that those who support her, those who are her advocates, will be upset if she tells the truth. How many other judgments and rulings will she be more concerned about what those backers think than what the facts actually show?
Kind of amazing, Horace, when you think about it. You know, such an academic question could cause such fear from somebody that is supposed to be so intelligent and about to enter into a lifetime office of service on behalf of the American people. We've got more from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know, let me say, and hold in perspective here, is that with the things that we're dealing with, I know it's crazy. You can talk to a fifth grader and say, okay, you got energy problems. What do you do? Oh, just flip the switch. I mean, it's just a simple answer to the problems of America. This contention that happens, you're not talking to one another. Well, you need to talk to one another. You know, you got freedom of speech, right? We have a constitution. I mean, some really academic things here that are just insane that don't make sense because the world is absolutely mad right now. But again, we should be encouraged. We need to be encouraged by the eternal things. The fact of the matter that it is God that runs the show. All right. God is fully aware of what's going on across this country. And more than ever, if Americans do not realize that we need to go to God and not to the likes of Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi for the answers, because look at the kind of answers we're getting. That should tell you clearly, you know, how messed up this is and who we need to turn to. We turned away, as Horace Cooper was saying earlier in the 50s, we turned away from God, and here we are all these years later, 70, 80 years later. How's that working for us? You know, look at crime in the streets. Look at, what's happening with marriages, the disruption of families, you know, and what do we want? You know, we just want to be able to work hard, you know, provide for our families, have our kids be able to go to school, be properly trained, not to be taught about sexual issues when they're, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. I mean, this is how absurd this has become. But this is what happens in a postmodern Christian world. And guess what, Horace Cooper? It's only going to get worse.
Well, that's right. You know, the good book says, choose you this day, whom will you serve?
Yes.
We got the Ten Commandments not because the whole creator of the universe, the most awesome and powerful force that has ever existed and will ever exist, said, go well for you.
Yeah.
And when we have rejected that, the consequences have been that things don't go well for us. Our Constitution embodies the idea that humans are frail, that they can sin, that when given absolute power, they will mistreat people. Absolutely. Our Constitution set up the very kinds of safeguards that we understand from the teachings of the Judeo-Christian ethic. Yeah. It is precisely the willingness to destroy that Constitution with this idea that the Constitution is a living document, and that somehow today the kinds of risks and the kinds of threats to the American people are so unique that we have to throw away the guidebook. But that's what our founders understood. They made this document. It is timeless, and it works for any generation that exists. We were told by Benjamin Franklin, I've given you a republic if you can keep it. And that means people like our president and people like Brown Jackson need to stay in their lane, remember the beauty of our Constitution, and if there's some crazy zany policies that they'd like for us to adopt, persuade us.
Yes.
Talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Give us reason.
And it behooves we the people to exercise our rightful authority, which is stated clearly in the Constitution. We are large and in charge, and we have abdicated our position of authority. And the way authority is designed, Horace, and the way I've seen it in my experience, my decades of experience, is that that can be recaptured, because there is something endemic about authority, as you mentioned, staying in your own lane. When you operate out of your own lane in your God-given authority, that's a powerful force, and I think that's what scares the holy what-have-you out of the left, because they know that they're living on borrowed time, that sooner or later, the righteousness will reign, the people will wake up, and once again, the people will rejoice.
About scouts from Israel going out into the land to see the area that God had promised them. And the report comes back, oh, there are giants in the land. They're awful. They're terrible. They're going to be able to easily overwhelm us. Guess what? The left wants us to believe they are in charge. They're the majority. We're the minority. That they have so influenced and so taken over so many fields that they're the giants in the land. It was a lie then. It's a lie now. It's up to us to rise up. It's up to us to be like Joshua and recognize we have this power. We have this right. Let's expel. I don't mean literally, but I mean politically. Let's champion righteousness. Let's champion justice. We're the majority. Stand up and recognize that.
Well, look what happened in liberal San Francisco here recently. The school board members were voted out, and we're starting to see this more and more in Virginia, other states across the country, where conservatism and people of reason and faith are doing exactly this. And we need to be encouraged. And, of course, you know, those stories we don't hear about. We want to hear about all these other things that are a distraction. Our media is missing in action. They sold us out. And right now they're working to this objective to lead us down the road of globalism and a one world government that supports the oligarchy of the United States of America that is so corrupt, including our elected officials. And we're seeing clearly in every night, I mean, more and more is being exposed about, you know, the Biden family and the laptop from hell, Hunter. I mean, unbelievable, right, Horace?
No, absolutely. You know, I know that we've talked about Florida, and we've talked about the right of the state to adopt measures that protect preschoolers, first graders, kindergarten, third graders from the kind of nasty, corrosive conversations and topics that really are supposed to be left with parents. Parents understand it's a time for children to be children, not a time for them to be exposed with this very, very corrosive information. However, our president and the Department of Education are saying we're going to threaten Florida from having this common sense ability. Every survey that asks the American people about the bill in Florida finds overwhelming majorities, not just Republicans, not just independents, even Democrats understand that children deserve the right to be children.
Exactly. Well, Horace, we're going to be grateful for COVID because COVID has really opened our eyes and enlightened us in so many ways, but particularly when it comes to the educational system. It has been hijacked. Our kids are being indoctrinated. We saw what they were doing, and the parents across America are shocked. And I'm saying you need to continue to put the public schools and the unions on notice, and already you have a mass exodus of families leaving public education that we're paying for. And we need to have legislators who do the bidding for the American people and say, look, at where your children goes, the money for that education goes with that child. So if they go to a private school or they're going to a religious school, that money that has been dedicated to educate them goes with them to be educated. And boy, I'll tell you, if that starts to happen, then we will see, you know, some, I believe, positive change in public education, and maybe we can rise from being 27th to maybe get back into the top 10 again. What do you think?
There is a day of reckoning coming, and it's the very process that our framers, inspired by Judeo-Christian principles, created for us. Let's take it, in the words of Joshua, choose you this day whom you will serve.
Yeah. Well, the proof is in the experience, as you said earlier, Horace. You know, I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And we've had enough experience, whether it comes to electing officials, whether it comes to the education of our children, whether it comes to the American way of life, the experience of a constitutional republic. And you know, again, like as you said, the line in the sand is there. The choice is ours. We have the free will. Right now, we can exercise. There are some nations, they do not have this exercise. The Uyghurs in East Turkestan, they don't. I mean, their women are being, you know, forced abortions are on the women right now. The genocide that's taken place by the communist Chinese and the rest of the world is turning a blind eye because they're all elite captured and they're owned by the communist Chinese, so nobody wants to check them out. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to find out what happened in Wuhan because, oh, that's right, her husband and son are getting paid a lot of money. And even the mere threat that she would even go and visit Taiwan, boy, her wings were clipped real quick. And guess what? She canceled her trip to Taiwan real fast in obedience, you know, to the CCP.
America's days of prodigality are coming to an end. Mm. But here's the good news.
Yes.
The good news, after having eaten the slop of pigs, after having been ignored by the people that when we were doing well, who came and asked us for help and assistance and then ignored us, the Father doesn't.
Amen.
When we return, He says, let's bring out the ring. Let's bring out the cloak. Let's give America the chance to be restored, to be prosperous, and to be highly esteemed. The choice is ours.
Exactly.
I say those days of prodigality are coming to an end, and we should leave the left behind. What the left wants to eat, what the left wants to roll around in, let them do it, but we don't have to be a party to it.
Exactly. Horace Cooper, thank you. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi.